Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will... Broadcast. This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
The media's disdain for Harrison Butker continues as they all pile on against the football player for daring to suggest maybe some women would want to just, I don't know, be moms and not work outside the home, even though he said some of you will choose careers. And even Bill Maher says, I can't believe that this is actually a thing. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. And of course, Michael Cohen, the rat lawyer, Fink lawyer in court. Lying again, doubling down on his lies, and admitting that he stole money from Donald Trump. You know the real reason why they hate Harrison Butker? I mean, in addition to espousing values that millions and millions and millions of Americans actually agree with, it's that Harrison Butker refused to take the COVID vaccine. And I've told you before, you know, if you go outside the lines, if you become a threat to the powers that be, and the powers that be in this country also include Big Pharma, then that's when they really want to punish you. That's when they really want to destroy you and hurt you. If he had been a good boy and done COVID commercials like Taylor Swift's boyfriend did, well, that'd be a different story. Then they might be defending him today. I mean, his comments still would have outraged the left, but they might have let it go a little bit if he was Mr. Pfizer, if he was going on TV and getting the jab and, you know, showing everybody his Band-Aid, his boo-boo from the injection, letting people kiss it and make it better. But to go out there and say that he would never do that is unforgivable. Unforgivable. This is what he said.
I think the only tough thing was for a lot of players, they felt like they didn't have a choice. It was almost like you have to do these things. You got to follow these protocols or else you're not going to have a job and you're going to get cut. But, you know, for me, I just felt in my situation, I talked to my wife and I was fully okay with stepping away from football. I was like, I'm going to stick to my principles.
Wow.
I'm not going to compromise. And if this is my last season, then so be it. And I think in some ways I was an example for a lot of the guys, like, wow, you know, maybe I should have stood up a little bit more. Maybe in the future when there's something that's going to come down where I feel like my freedom's getting taken away and I feel like I don't have a voice, well, I can stick up and stand up for what I believe in, because at the end of the day, football isn't my life. It's my job. I love it. I love kicking. I love the Chiefs. I love playing. But, you know, I'm a child of God and I'm a husband and father, and that comes before playing football. So if I'm ever doing something that I think goes against those first two things, as being a child of God and as being a husband and father, then you know, I'm prepared to step away and look for another means to provide for the family.
And of course, you would find those other means, but that's not the point. You know, the point is, you got to be out there. You got to be willing to do what the establishment intelligentsia says. So Kelsey's a hero because he got the jab and he does the commercials and he's Mr. Pfizer. If Kelsey had come out and said, "Me and Taylor discussed it, and we don't think that anyone should take the COVID vaccine," how popular would Taylor Swift be? I'm seriously asking that question. Because obviously there's a certain amount that goes into propping these people up as stars. There's a certain industry around that. And the Hollywood actors and other musicians who came out and said, "I'm not going to play this game," their careers were sidelined in many respects. Does it sound like a grand conspiracy? I guess, but you know as well as I do that when you're talking about this kind of money and this kind of power and this kind of influence, that do these people have the ability to destroy careers? Absolutely they do. Harrison Bucker's just a kicker, so he's not necessarily going to be in the limelight to the way, I mean, we love Jake Elliott, but as a quarterback is, or somebody who is, but I mean, Kelsey's career, the other Kelsey, the lesser Kelsey, Taylor's boyfriend, has been on this pre-planned trajectory, which you got to wonder how much of that also included having the beautiful pop queen girlfriend. So they become the power couple and the celebrity couple. But they have to say and play all the right things. I mean, if tomorrow he comes out and backs Trump, if he comes out and says that he supports women not working professionally outside of the home in a capacity other than raising children, not even that he thinks that women should do that, because that's not what Harrison Butker said. He just said, you know, for a lot of you, that's why you're here. Like, if there was a time, for example, where people went to college to get an education. I know that sounds crazy today. Everybody goes to college now to get a job. That, for the most part, that's why you go. You go to get a degree so that you can then go to get hired by a big company, and they'll use your indoctrination for their benefit, and you can help destroy their brand, like Anheuser-Busch, for example. Some people just want to go get an education. They. This is how it used to be anyway. You'd go get a degree, and then it didn't mean necessarily worked full time. You might for a few years, then you might leave to go and raise a family. You might go back into the workforce later on. People choose all kinds of different pathways. The outrage over what he said with regards to, and I know that for a lot of you who are women, you're going to go out there and work, and for a lot of you, you're going to stay home. You're going to choose that lifestyle. And even Bill Maher said, "I don't really understand the big deal here. I don't really understand why this guy's such a devil." And it's not just his words. I mean, this was a Catholic college. It's more than that. It's the fact that he wound up going out there, Harrison Bucker, and he went against what is supposed to be the program. You get the vaccine, you play by the rules, you say what the left wants you to say, and if you don't do these things, they'll come out and destroy you. He said, and this is really a big part of what the problem is with today's left, is that they freak out if you don't say exactly what they want you to say and do. Here's Bill Maher from Friday night. Take a listen.
He said, "Some of you, talking to this, the women here, some of you may go on to lead successful careers in the world." Okay, that seems fairly like modern. "But I would venture to guess that the majority of you are most excited about your marriage and the children you will bring into this world." I don't see what the big crime is. I really don't. And I think this is part of the problem people have with the left, is that lots of people in this country are like this. Like he's saying, some of you may go on to lead successful careers, but a lot of you are excited about this other way that people, everybody used to be. And now can't that just be a choice too? And I feel like they feel very put upon, like there's only one way to be a good person, and that's to get an advanced degree.
An advanced degree that is useless and, you know, from some smug university. Yes, it's true. He also said you might be more excited about the fact that you might become a mother and raise a family. Some people do that and also work. But you have to wonder how much of the outrage was also about the fact that he talked about the power of family. I've told you before, the left wants to destroy the family as a unit. The family as a unit in America needs to go. It can't exist. It can't exist in order for their socialist utopia to happen. Any institution that is contrary to what the Marxist ideology is problematic. And a family structure is a structure that is independent, that is supposed to survive on its own. It doesn't necessarily need to kneel before government and say to government and the community, okay, you come take care of us. Family units can be their own independent sources. And that is antithetical to what the ultimate blueprint is. But I'll tell you, my favorite clip was this clip of Angela Davis from the PBS show Finding Your Roots. Angela Davis, who's been going on for years and years about how awful America is, how it was built by colonizers, that America is this evil place. Again, another one of the myths that's perpetrated by the left all the time to try to take over America and to bring on the Marxist utopia is that we are a country founded in racism. We are built on white supremacy. We are built by people that own slaves and brought slaves here. And America began in 1619. We're an awful place. And anybody who's a descendant of that is awful. Anybody who's not needs to get reparations. I mean, these are the talking points. So imagine the surprise of Angela Davis to find out by the host of the show, who's also black, that her ancestors came here on the Mayflower. I mean, just imagine the shock that she experienced from that. I can't get enough of this clip. I love this clip. This is so good.
Any idea what you're looking at? That is a list of the passengers on the Mayflower.
No, I can't believe this. No. My ancestors did not come here on the Mayflower.
Your ancestors came on the Mayflower.
No.
You are descended from one of the 101 people who sailed on the Mayflower.
Oof.
Oh, no.
That's a little bit too much to deal with right now.
Did you ever, in your wildest dreams, think that you may have descended from people who laid
never
the foundation
never
for this country?
Never. Never. Never.
And I hate myself for it. I hate myself for it. And I'm going to self-immolate right here on television, just kill myself and end it right here, right now. I mean, that's what really she should do if she's consistent in her beliefs. Just say, well, I can't live now. There's no way I can live. I mean, I can't. How can I survive this? But this is what Biden was talking about at the college, going on and on about how America hates you, telling all these hardworking people who graduated from college, all these people that worked really hard to get their degree at this historically black college, that America's racist, that America's an awful place. So welcome now. Welcome to the party. Welcome to the hateful America. As he goes on to talk about, this is just terrible things that he said here. A bunch of them, but here's one of the clips.
We're all created equal. Extremists close the doors of opportunity. Strike down affirmative action. Attack the values of diversity, equality, and inclusion. I never thought when I was graduating in 1968, as your honoree just was, we talked about, I never thought I'd be in a present of time when there's a national effort to ban books. Not to write history, but to erase history. They don't see you in the future of America, but they're wrong. To me, we make history, not erase it. We know black history is American history.
Who's trying to erase black history out of curiosity? Who's trying to do that?
Many of you graduates don't know me, but check my record. You know what I'm saying. I mean from my gut. We know black men are going to help us lead us to the future. Black men from this class in this university. But graduates, this is what we're up against. Extremist forces aligned against the meaning and message of more.
And then he goes on to talk about black people are being killed in the streets. What is democracy? Black people being killed in the streets. I mean, just did the absolute pandering that of Joe Biden. And imagine, again, you're sitting there and you're a graduate and you're ready to go face the world. And there's the president of the United States going on and saying these things, which are purely for his benefit, not for yours, purely for his political benefit. They're victims and America hates you. You're a victim and America hates you. Bottom line.
Today, you missed your high school graduation. You started college just George Floyd was murdered. And there was a reckoning on race. It's natural to wonder if democracy you hear about actually works for you. What is democracy? If black men are being killed in the street, what is democracy? Betrayal of broken promises still leave black communities behind. What is democracy? If you have to be 10 times better than anyone else to get a fair shot. And most of all, what does it mean, as we've heard before, to be a black man who loves his country, even if it doesn't love him back in equal measure?
So America doesn't love you back. So congratulations. Here's your degree. You're a victim. America sucks. Welcome to the party. Go now. Go have fun. You're a victim. And remember something. Remember, the only way you can survive and get ahead in this world is if you put all of your faith in government and let us protect you and let us solve all your problems. This is all part of the plan. This is all part. And this is also the reason why Donald Trump is winning with the black community. You know, because the bottom line is this. There are a lot of black voters out there who are really sick and tired of the fact that they are being called victims all the time. It's what we talk about with Dr. Wilfred Riley, right? We talk about this with Dr. Wilfred Riley every time he's on the show. This is an amazing clip. This is from CNN, how President Biden has President Trump has
for Donald Trump 22%. Where was Donald Trump at this point 4 years ago in the polls? He was just at 9% of the vote. So he's seen more than a doubling in his support among African Americans. This margin, which was in the 70s just 4 years ago, look at where it is now, 69 minus 22. That puts it in the 40s. My goodness gracious, if this held through the general election, obviously we're still months away, this would be by far the best performance for a Republican candidate among black voters in a generation, two generations, probably since 1960 and Richard Nixon against John F. Kennedy. That's how long we're really talking about when we're looking at this margin here. This could be a truly historic margin. It's quite a troubling sign for the Biden campaign.
I would say that's a troubling sign. But hey, look, they stole the 1960 election, so what's to stop them in 2024? Well, they did. Cook County, Chicago. Come on. All right. We have more to come, but this is the big story of the day today, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariaDental, VanariaDental.com. Michael Cohen. Oh, and by the way, you know, when it comes to Dr. Mike and the smile, don't forget, it's special occasion season. All right. So get that smile. Michael Cohen, the rat, the liar who stole from Trump. He admits all that in court today. And even analysts on MSNBC and CNN are shocked by these revelations. Don't go away.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them,
Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Michael Cohen, the rat, admits that he stole money from Donald Trump. Even CNN legal analysts, MSNBC analysts, they're all shocked by this. He cops to stealing $30,000 from Trump in a case that you just got to wonder to yourself, man, what are they up to here? What are they trying to accomplish? Welcome back to the show. Glad you are here today on this Monday. The process is the punishment. I've told you this before. The process is the punishment. The whole goal of this is to embarrass Trump, to make Trump look like a criminal. Getting a conviction, they'd love it. Don't get me wrong. They'd love to get a conviction of Trump. But if they don't, they're okay with that because it's about embarrassing, humiliating the man and making him feel like he is absolutely, a guy that they're writing stories about condom usage about. So it's a travesty of justice. But Cohen, this rat, this liar, to think to yourself that this is the prosecution's star witness. Right, this guy who's such a liar. I mean, this crime, by the way, is way worse than falsifying business records. How is it that this is not something they're charging him with? This is CNN's Ellie Honig talking about this earlier today. I mean, the left is just shocked. They're shocked. They're realizing now. I think everybody's realizing this case is done. So this is two now. Right? I mean, Georgia. Fawnies, Fanny, Nathan Willis, that whole Nathan Wade. I mean, destroying that case for them. And then this case falling apart because Stormy Daniels goes on the stand and talks about condoms and disgusting acts in hotel rooms that may or may not have happened that nobody cares about anyway. And Michael Cohen, the star witness, an admitted liar, an admitted perjurer, admits to stealing from Trump. Admits to stealing from Donald Trump. And this comes after, don't forget, his attorney, Bob Costello, went on there and said, Michael Cohen never believed the Stormy Daniels allegations. But Michael, I'll tell you exactly what this was about. So Michael Cohen is a guy who is a classic guy with narcissistic personality disorder. It's a psychological mental illness where you have deep, deep insecurities. And you, it's all about you, obviously, but the people in your universe and your world are only useful to you so long as you're getting what you want. The minute that stops to be the case, they will turn on you and they will destroy you and they will come after you and they will do all these things to you, or they'll just drop you and leave you. And that's if you're lucky. But the case of somebody like Cohen, he didn't get the job he wanted in D.C. He wasn't going to be White House chief of staff. He wasn't going to be attorney general. He wasn't going to be the White House legal counsel. So for that reason, then he turned around and said, my mission now is to destroy Donald Trump. That's my new mission. I'm going to destroy Trump. And that's what he's been trying to do. The problem, of course, is that a lot of narcissists are huge liars and manipulators. That's another symptom of this condition, this disorder. And again, I'm not a psychiatrist, but psychology fascinates me. And I read about this stuff all the time. And as I read about this, I keep thinking to myself, I mean, this guy fits the criteria of it. The lying, the manipulation, using people, turning on people. And then trying to get something out of them still, in this case now, bleeding him dry, Donald Trump, by trying to destroy him to vindicate himself. There's another thing that these psychopaths do. He might be a psychopath more than a narcissist or narcissistic personality disorder. Again, that's why I'm not a psychologist, but a sociopath, a psychopath. I mean, Cohen fits all the criteria of it. The lying, the manipulation, the using people and then destroying them and all these things. And this is probably why Trump didn't want him around in D.C. I mean, Trump saw this guy. Yeah, Cohen knew where the bodies were buried, so he had to keep him around. But that wasn't enough. Cohen wanted the big top jobs. And when he didn't get it, he flipped out. But prior to that, when the Stormy Daniels allegations came out, he said, oh, this is my way. This is my way that I can be close to Trump, that I can prove my value, that I can show that I'm valuable to Trump. And he's such a rat. This is CNN reacting to his admission here.
Here's the direct testimony, the way Michael Cohen explained what happened.
It's actually a girl that Costanza was dating.
But okay, sorry. Oh, there you go. Michael Cohen explained this whole thing, quote, that's what was owed, and I didn't feel Mr. Trump deserved the difference. That's a lot different than I stole $60,000 from my boss on the transaction at the heart of this case. And by the way, the fact that he was never charged with larceny is important because stealing $60,000 through fraud, which would be larceny in New York State, is more serious of a crime than falsifying business records.
This is one of those.
Yeah. It's much more of a crime. Even MSNBC's legal analyst, Danny Cavallos, who's a Philly guy, he's also was floored by these allegations today. Floored by the allegations. Take a listen.
There may have been a real moment here just in the last few minutes in that Michael Cohen was caught in cross-examination. They asked him about a transaction with another company where he admitted to stealing cash from the Trump Organization. Now, throughout this trial, consider this. The prosecution has painted Michael Cohen as sort of this bumbling, pathetic character whose only sins were his misguided, undying loyalty to Donald Trump. Did you lie to Congress? Yes, I did. But I did it because I was in the sway of the Svengali hold of Donald Trump. But now you see something a little different. Now there's an argument to be made that actually you're just an opportunistic thief. You literally pocketed money from your employer. And as an attorney, the idea, first of all, of paying in bags of cash is, look, defense attorneys, I do not like to accept cash. I refuse to accept cash. It's only asking for trouble. But dealing in these sandwich bags of cash, these brown paper bags of cash to pay people is already problematic. But the idea that he would just grab a wad of cash and stick it in his pocket, I think has moved Michael Cohen from this figure where he's part Tom Hagen from The Godfather, but really more like Fredo Corleone, to now this guy who's just a thief. Again, I bet that comes up in closing a lot. The fact that he just admitted that he would willingly steal from his own client.
The thing on MSNBC is they're the woman next to him shaking his head. Yes. Like shaking his head. Yes. Affirmatively. Of course, that doesn't mean that there are not going to be crazy people out there like Stop the Hammering Lawrence O'Donnell who aren't going to go out there and defend Michael Cohen for stealing and downplaying this and saying, it's no big deal. No big whoop. No big thing. Don't sweat it. Don't worry about it.
And that's where he very effectively got Michael Cohen to say, to agree that, yes, he stole $30,000. Later, when Cohen was asked about that on redirect by the prosecution, it didn't really sound like stealing $30,000. It sounded a lot like Michael Cohen doing the little that he could within that calculation to rebalance the bonus he thought he deserved.
Oh.
And it still came out as less than the bonus he thought he deserved and the bonus he got the year before.
So if you think you deserve it, then it's okay to steal. You know, if you think you deserve it, then it's fine. All right, as long as you think that you've earned it and you deserve it, then steal away. All right, steal away. No big deal. No big whoop. These people are truly amazing, aren't they? They really, really are. Trump today, earlier today outside the courthouse, he spoke for a long time, obviously, but I just want to play a short snippet of it. I think that you know, this case, I mean, it's a joke. And anybody else would be maybe destroyed by the process. Trump just gets more fired up. I think it's helping him with the black vote. I really do. I think people who feel that they've been targeted by the system their whole lives, and that's almost everybody today, regardless of the color of your skin, certainly feel that way and empathize with him. I do. I believe that.
As you know, I was supposed to be in the very
very different state this morning, and the judge actually decided to call this early, and yet it looks like we're going to have a very big gap between days, and it's going to be determined right now in court. But we're here about an hour early today. I was supposed to be making a speech for political purposes. I'm not allowed to have anything to do with politics because I'm sitting in a very freezing cold courtroom for the last 4 weeks. It's very unfair. They have no case. They have no crime. It's been determined by everybody, every legal scholar. New York Post editorial board today. Trump prosecution wind down. It's always been a witch hunt with a prosecution winding down in Donald Trump's Manhattan case. We have to ask, in the immortal words of Peggy Lee, is that all there is?
This is what we're dealing with here. All right. Hey, listen, we had spring rains happening all the time this weekend. What do we have? 10 minutes of sunshine. If your backyard has any water problems on it, I want you to do what I did and reach out to my buddy Lou Vargo, Garden State Earthworks, because they will drain the water away from your backyard once and for all so that you don't have to worry about water problems. You don't have to worry about them ever again. Done. Takes care of it for you. Guaranteed. 856-848-4444. Now, they are super busy this time of year because they're the best at what they do. A lot of people make the mistake. You know, they think a landscaping company can just take care of it for them. No. You need the experts. You need the people that deal with this. That's what Garden State Earthworks does. 856-848-4444. You call them up. You tell them I sent you. They'll make you and your house a priority. If you've got water getting into your basement, destroying your hardscaping, causing damage to your swimming pool, that swimming pool liner is constantly shifting, whatever the water problems are, they never get better on their own. They only get worse, and they can cost you thousands and thousands, in some cases tens of thousands of dollars in damage. And eventually you're going to have to pay because it's not going to fix itself. So let Garden State Earthworks solve it for you once and for all. We've used them twice in two different houses. The first house was because we had a wet basement, and that's when I met Lou Vargo, and he said, you'll never have another drop of water in this basement ever again. He was right about that. No more water. Problem solved. Done. Second time was in the house we just bought, where the backyard was like a swamp, and Lou came in, and they drained the water away, and now we have a nice, dry backyard to enjoy. And with mosquito season right here, you don't want to have water just sitting there in your yard. It's a terrible, terrible combination, a terrible thing, a ruin your fun, ruin your summer. So reach out to them today, GardenStateEarthworks.com, 856-848-4444. They drain the water away, guaranteed. 856-848-4444. Tell them I sent you.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Let's turn our attention to local politics, shall we? And by local, I mean statewide, and I mean the United States Senate. But it's New Jersey, where we have scumbag Senator Bob Menendez, who will hopefully be out. And hopefully the Republicans can pick up this seat in a year where Trump can do very well in New Jersey. When he came to Wildwood, he endorsed a candidate for U.S. Senate. That candidate joins me now, Christine Serrano-Glassner. She is the mayor of Mendham, New Jersey. Hey, Christine, welcome to the show. How you doing?
I'm great, Rich. How are you? It's a beautiful day, and we are campaigning to win. I can tell you that much. It's that endorsement from the president, that really was a game changer. When you get President Donald Trump's endorsement, everybody pays attention. And doing that at the rally was just an amazing moment. I just felt so honored. And it said to me that he really thinks New Jersey is in play this year. So we're excited.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how has the campaign changed since the Friday before that rally and then the Saturday of the rally? How has it changed for you?
It was a major wake-up call for a lot of people. You know, Rich, with a primary like this, especially people that are already going to vote for Donald Trump, they're not paying attention. And they say, well, he's going to win, so I don't have to worry about voting. But now people are paying attention, and they're on fire. And they realize if he is paying attention, then New Jersey is a winnable state. I mean, after all, the latest poll for him, points. That is big in New Jersey. And the latest poll for me, I'm only in a three-way race. I'm only 5 points behind Andy Kim. So people are tired of this Biden economy. The Bidenomics has been wonderful for the nation, hasn't it? It's really been a changer for people's families' budgets and for people that have to save for the future because now they're not able to. And so people realize that, and voters realize that they've got to change how they perceive what their elected officials are going to do for them. And they've got to vote a different way. And I think they're going to vote for Donald Trump, and I know they're going to vote for me because they know how hard I work and how much I care about this state.
So your background, you are the mayor of Mendham in North Jersey. That's a unique perspective to bring to a statewide race. So tell us about your background and why you decided to get into the race.
Well, I got into the race, Rich, because I took a look around. I looked at Bob Menendez, who, you know, in New Jersey, people in general feel like he's been a crook for a very long time. They said it's time that we return integrity to this seat. I am the mayor of Mendham. I'm so proud to, you know, be a part of this town and its vision for the future. But I also have decades of executive-level government experience. So I don't come from just being a mayor. I've been in politics for over 40 years. But, Rich, I started out as a chef. And I was a chef for a lot of years, running kitchens, working hard. Yeah, so, I mean, I know what that means to live paycheck to paycheck because I did that for my first career. And so I really understand what people are going through. I'm not coming from just, you know, a corporate or executive level. I'm somebody who has worked my way up. And I think that's what people are looking for. They're looking for somebody who understands what it means to work hard. And I do. I understand, and I understand how this economy, how the border is impacting people. A lot of communities are really not happy with what's going on with the border. And the increased crime and the lack of safety in communities. So we've got to consider all of this, and I know people need to do that when they're voting. They need to pay attention, and they need to vote differently. Because if they've voted for Joe Biden or if they've voted for Democrats before, look at what they've delivered to you. And you need to look at the results, and you need to decide that we're going to go back to sound economic policies and sound national security policies, and we're going to make this country safe again.
And let me say, Christine Serrano-Glassner, when I say, you know, mayor, there's nothing wrong with being just a mayor. In fact, I think that people like the idea of somebody who is in touch with their constituents and actually has to hear from people and actually has to, you know, respond. I mean, you can't hide if you're the mayor. You can hide if you're a member of Congress, but you can't hide if you're the mayor. Everybody knows where to find you. So you have to be accountable to your constituents.
Well, they know where to find you, and they see you in the grocery store. And they see you at the gas station, right? So, yeah, you know, you will listen, talk to legislators. They will tell you the hardest job in the state is being a mayor, and it's for that reason, because at the state level, they pass all sorts of laws, but the people that have to enact them and the people that have to talk to the residents about them, that's mayor and council. We're the ones that are on the front line. And I love that job. I love being there for people and helping educate them. It's been extremely rewarding, but I'm ready for something of a higher level. I'm ready to deliver more for people in New Jersey because they deserve it. People deserve a state that they know that's going to take care of them when they need and that's going to be there and grow with them for the future.
What do you think are some of the key issues for the U.S. Senate? I mean, first of all, it was announced again, you know, more funding for Ukraine, for example, everything that's going on with Israel. What do you think are some of the top issues that you'd like to address?
Well, it's pretty obvious to me, I think, to everybody. In terms of how the Senate will address it, it's not quite clear yet, but the border, number one, is a problem. I don't think anything is going to get fixed in this country until we fix that border. It's problematic on so many levels, and it is costing this country a lot of money. People are dying. Hundreds of thousands of people have died from fentanyl overdoses, and that's pouring in across the border. These issues must be addressed, and they've got to be addressed now. It's something Biden could have done, but he's chosen not to. And I know when Donald Trump gets in, he'll address it right away. The overspending in Washington. We all know this is an issue, and that's got to be taken under consideration immediately. We've got to cut down on that spending. We've got to pass legislation with a plan in mind. And I feel like the Biden administration has never had a plan. they are throwing spaghetti at the refrigerator and hoping something is going to stick, but it never does because they're not thinking things through. To me, that's the most important piece. We've got to stop these omnibus bills, and we've got to deal with issue by issue right now until we get the economy back to where it needs to be so that people can actually save for their future. Those are my priorities, and that's what I'm going to focus on.
I know that your husband, obviously, is very close to the president, President Trump. What do you think of everything you're doing to him and this trial and the multiple trials and all the different ways they're trying to go after him here?
Well, you know, they talk about election integrity. To me, this is an election integrity issue. So much of what they're bringing up against him is political. And it's as it falls apart, more and more people see that. We need a justice system that's going to be fair to all people and not a two-tier justice system, which is what they've proven. They're just using all of this to try to keep him out of the race, try to keep him so occupied that he can't campaign. But we know that he rises above this. We've seen it. And he's figured out how to campaign in spite of all this and still follow the law. That's what I love about Donald Trump. He's tough. And he is still complying with everything he's required to do. He's the guy that we need to get back in the White House, and I think people will be happy once we do.
And since you were a chef, I'll have to ask you, what cuisines did you specialize in? Was there a particular one?
Well, my specialty was pastry work. And you're probably going to ask, do I still do a lot of it? No, because now I have to really watch my figure. But, but you know, when I have a little more time and I'm not campaigning so much, I'll get back to doing more baking, but not eating it, only sharing it with others.
Did you make cannolis?
I did make cannolis. I made the best cannoli cream.
I mean, you got to use the good ricotta for that, right?
Oh, yeah, you got to use the best ricotta. Actually, I know how to make ricotta. That's what you have to do is you have to make your own.
Oh, that's impressive. Now, Christine Serrano-Glassner, now you're really showing off right now on the show. I mean, that's very impressive. As you campaign throughout New Jersey, I mean, obviously you come from North Jersey, Mendham, Morris County. We're down right now in, you know, Philadelphia, but most South Jersey, Central Jersey's hearing us. I mean, how do you think the priorities for the state in general, for New Jersey, when we think about the U.S. Senate, I mean, some of the issues... energy, for example, is a big one. You know, you've got this idiot governor pushing these wind turbines, which are going to, you know, they're killing whales or killing dolphins or just destroying the Jersey Shore. I mean, what are some of the key issues for the state that you think that really you'd like to use your influence if you do become a U.S. senator, the U.S. senator for New Jersey, that you'd like to use your influence to push?
Well, it's pretty obvious, Rich. Look, overdevelopment. They're pushing, you know, it's one thing, and we know how important affordable housing is, but we don't need the overdevelopment with it. You know, and at the same time, they will pass laws saying, oh, now everybody has to drive an electric vehicle. You just mentioned energy. We don't have the grid for that. We don't have the grid for everybody to drive an electric vehicle. And then we will definitely not have the grid for potentially a million new units of housing to be built. We don't have the roadway infrastructure. We don't have the stormwater infrastructure because we know in so many parts of New Jersey, flooding is a real issue when it rains. The more you develop, the more you're going to have problems with flooding. And so it gets down to poor fiscal management in the state. I don't know if you saw recently, but they're talking about, I mean, here we are in one of the worst economies that we've seen in a long time, and they're talking about increasing the sales tax in New Jersey. New Jersey is one of the highest, that may make us the highest if they do that, taxed states in the country. It's not sustainable. It's not sustainable for working families, for senior citizens who are on fixed incomes, or for our young people, our young adults who want to come back to New Jersey after school or, you know, stay in New Jersey, find jobs, get married, raise families, and raise their children here because it's such a wonderful state. These are some of the things that have to be addressed.
In terms of winning New Jersey, Christine, I mean, we have not sent a Republican to the U.S. Senate since the 1970s. In terms of that, I mean, Trump said, you know, the president said in Wildwood, he said, I think we can win New Jersey. I think New Jersey's in play. What do the Republicans need to do to be able to flip this state in November?
I think it's very simple, Rich. And this is what I do anyways. We have to communicate and connect with all voters because all voters are being impacted by this economy. And they are paying attention. I think that they're not going to vote, go in, you know, vote by mail, vote early, pull that lever. They're not going to vote the regular way they do for Democrats because they realize that's why we're in this mess. That's why this country has been brought to its knees. They need to vote a different way. And I think they're going to vote for common sense is what they'll vote for. And that's me. I am the Trump-endorsed, common sense conservative candidate. And when people get to know me, they'll realize that I want to serve all of our people, all of New Jerseyans, and make sure that we're really paying attention to their needs. I say this all the time, Rich. This is a public service job. It's a job. It's a job that you need to show up for every day, not a self-service job, which is what Bob Menendez turned it into. So we need to return the power back to the people, and it needs to be people before policy, which is something the Biden administration has forgotten about.
Christine, the primary is coming up in a couple weeks. Where can people go to learn more about you and your stance on the issues?
Please come to Christine4NJ.com. That's Christine with a C-H. Come, send us an email, join our social media. We'd really love to have you on board. We're working hard, and we're working hard for New Jersey.
Well, best of luck as you continue your campaign. I'm sure we'll have you back before the primary. And send my best to your husband, and best of luck to you as you continue your race for the Republican nomination.
Thanks so much, Rich. Really appreciate you having me on, and have a great day.
Christine Serrano-Glassner, thank you.
Rich Cioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.